It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm glad to be with you, because I'm going to try something today that I have never tried before. Hopping on this stick. As soon as I tie this shoe, we'll take it outside and try it. It's called a pogo stick, or a hopping stick. Let's take it out. Try it, all right? One of my sons loaned me this, and I thought maybe we could... I don't know, there's something about... We could try hopping on our one foot first to feel a little bit what that's like. You have to have a certain amount of balance. Well, this is a stick, and you're supposed to put your feet up here like this. Your 2 feet there, and then you're supposed to... Let's see now. Now, how can I get them both up there? Oh, that's hard. Maybe if I tried it from here. Oh. You know, it looks easy when you see somebody hopping around on something like that. But it's not so easy at all. I bet it'd be easier if somebody were holding on and helping me like that. Oh! Once more from here. Oh! Remember one time I was trying to learn something like this when I was young. And somebody said to me, hurry up and learn it, you know, hurry up, jump up there and learn it. And I couldn't. No, I mean, I needed to take my time to learn things like, well, to learn anything. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you. And everything I do, I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Don't you? One more try. I'll try that another day. You know, we could pretend we're on a hopping stick like that, you and I. Let's pretend that we're on one that has a very little spring, so we wouldn't go very high. Would you try that with me? You know, just stand up and go, let's try and pretend that we're on one with a big spring, about that big, that'll really push us up. Ready? Once more, all right? Now, you do one by yourself. Good. It's our hopping for the day. You know, there are animals that hop. Can you think of any animals that hop? Yeah, take your time to think about them. What kind of animals are you thinking that hop? It's good to take your time, isn't it? Oh, excuse me, there's the telephone. Hello? Yes, Len. How are you? Oh, good. Oh, about 10 minutes they should be here. 10 or a little more. Yeah. All right, fine. We'll see you then. Thank you. Bye. That was Mr. Len Sugar. He's a professional photographer, and he's going to take a picture of my family. You know, my wife and my two boys and me. He's going to come over after a while and just take our picture. I like to have pictures of our family. Do you ever have pictures taken of your family? Everybody in your family together? I usually carry a picture with me. Yeah, I have it here. Here's a picture of my family. Can you find me in this picture? There I am. And there's my son Jamie, and my son John, and Mrs. Rogers. You'll be able to see them better when they come here. Yeah. Pictures help you to think about people. What were we thinking about before the phone rang? Oh, hopping animals. Yeah, I think I have one. A toy one here somewhere. Yep. Was this one of the ones you were thinking of? Hopping kangaroo. Look here. This is a mother kangaroo with a little joey in her pouch. It'll be hopping too. Yeah. Whoop. Hopped right onto this chair. Say, wouldn't it be funny if the chair hopped instead of the kangaroo? That would be something for make-believe, wouldn't it? Why don't we pretend that Corny has gotten a toy kangaroo from the platypuses, and he's working on a chair for it that hops. Will you pretend that with me? And that Captain Kangaroo, our friend, comes to visit with some of his friends, right? Let's make believe that.
See, it's really working. Just a hop and a hop, and a hop and a hop. Yeah, that's the kangaroo that the platypus has brought for me. Yeah, just a little toy. Oh, I really like this chair, don't you, Bun? Would you like to try it? Would you? Okay. Just take the kangaroo out. That's it. Take it out, and now, all you have to do is to get in the chair and hold on tight, and it'll hop for you. Oh, it's working. Great. See how it hops? You like it? Good.
Oh,
hello,
hi.
Lady Evelyn. Hi.
Hi, Bun.
See what Bun's doing? He's sitting in the hopping chair.
Oh, boy, that really looks like fun.
I have one for big people, too.
Where?
Right there. You want to try it?
Oh, I do. How do you do it?
Well, you just sit on the chair and hold on tight and hop. Isn't that right, Bun? Yeah.
Just sit on the chair.
Yeah, this one's for big people. And hold on tight. That's it. And then hop. That's it. See?
Oh!
Yeah, now we have two hoppers. Bun's hopping, and Lady Evelyn's hopping. Say, Lady Evelyn, tell me something. Where's Captain Kangaroo?
Oh, he's over at the castle talking with Uncle Friday, and Mr. Moose is over there, too.
Oh.
Boy, I bet they'd really love these chairs.
Lady Evelyn, Lady Evelyn, kindly report to the castle immediately.
Oh, boy, I wonder what he wants now.
Oh, yes, well, bring the captain, Mr. Moose, back for a hop if you can.
Okay, Corny, okay. Bye. Bye, Bun.
Goodbye.
She should be here in just a moment.
Oh, fine, Your Majesty. Sire, when will we see the movies?
Oh, as soon as they're set up in the M room.
Oh, in the M room.
Speaking of M, Mr. Moose, you have such a good mouth for talking.
Oh, boy, I'm glad about that, because I sure like to talk, don't I, Captain?
Oh, you certainly do, yes.
Just fine. Oh, Captain. Lady Evelyn, I presume.
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
Yes, Here's Mr. Moose and Captain Kangaroo. Will you kindly take the good captain and Mr. Moose anywhere in the neighborhood they would like to go?
Well, yes, of course, Uncle Friday.
Very well. Then farewell, friends.
Farewell, Uncle. But Uncle Friday.
Did you forget something, Lady Evelyn?
Yes, I wanted to ask him about the movies. Weren't we going to see some movies?
Oh, yes, we are going to see some movies. He'll let us know as soon as they're ready in the M room.
Oh, good. Mm. Well, where would you men like to go?
Well, I don't know. How about you, Mr. Moose? Where would you like to go?
Well, where's Buddy Rabbit?
Well, he's over near the factory.
Okay, well, that's where I want to go then.
Oh.
Fine. Corny has some new chairs.
Corny has some new chairs. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Let's go sit in them.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, it'll be more like hopping.
Hopping?
Mm-hmm.
Hopping?
Hopping. Yeah, well, come along. I'll show you.
Okay.
Hopping. Did she say hopping?
I think so.
She said hopping.
Oh, you think of all kinds of things, Bunny. It even works upside down. What do you think of that, Kangaroo? Oh, look who's coming, Bun. Hi, Lady.
Hi, Corny.
Oh, hi,
Bun.
Captain.
Hi, Bun.
Oh, glad to see you. Hi there, Mr.
Hi.
Moose.
Hi.
Oh, boy, I want you to see my kangaroo.
Oh, he's nice.
The platypus has brought him for me from Australia.
Wasn't that good of him?
Yeah.
Corny?
Yes?
I've just been telling the captain and Mr. Moose about your new chair.
Oh, would you men like to try them?
The hopping one.
Well, I think I'd rather not, thank you.
Well, some people don't like to try things right away.
Yeah, well, you're a smart man.
Oh, well, maybe the captain would like to try.
Oh, I tried it. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that it is. It's just that, well, I must be honest with you. I think I'm just too big for it.
Oh, you show him the big people's one, Lady
Evelyn.
I will, Corny. And remember
Captain
what
Kangaroo.
There's another. Oh, I thought that you wanted me to.
Oh no.
Oh, yes. This is the one.
Yes. Oh, Corny, how does it,
you know,
sit down,
hold on
tight.
That's it.
And hop.
That's all.
Oh, all right. Captain?
Yes, Lady Evelyn.
First you sit down.
Oh, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mr. Moose?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then you hold on tight.
Mm-hmm.
You hold on tight.
Oh, hold on tight.
Yes.
And then?
And then you hop.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
It'll hop.
You did.
It'll hop.
Oh, boy, look at that.
Yes.
There he goes.
Great.
Just the way you did.
The movies are ready, everyone.
Oh, the movie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, I hate to break up the fun, but King Friday asked me to tell you all to come on over to the M Room.
Oh, okay, great.
Will the movies be very long? Will the movies be very long, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't like to sit quietly too long.
Oh. Well, we'll all be together.
Well, come along, everyone, to the M Room for the movies.
Oh, okay.
The best way is around the back.
Let's go, everybody.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
Thank you.
Yes, but where is everybody else?
Well, they should be here in a minute, Friday. Handyman Negri want to get them.
Oh, well, here they come now. Very good. Place.
Ah. And Sarah, Uncle Friday,
sire.
Won't you take your seat,
doctor.
Please?
Thank
you.
Be
soon be ready. Yes. Is everyone prepared for the movies?
Uncle Friday, most everyone is prepared.
Almost everybody.
Almost everyone? Well, who isn't?
Well, I'm just afraid they'll be too long, you know.
Oh, well, let's ask Dr. Platypus. He's over by the projector. Dr. Platypus?
Hey, King Friday?
Will the movies be too long?
Oh, I hope not, King Friday. I learned at the pediatrician school that people should not sit too long at a time. If it seemed too long to anyone, just say so, and we'll stop them and take a stretch.
How's that, Mr. Moose?
Well, that's fine. Sounds like they won't be too long.
You may start now, Dr. Bill.
Aye, all
start
right
now
then.
With the movies. Very good. What is that, Dr. Bill?
That's as our balloon was coming down to Australia. That's the coast.
Oh, that's a boat in the water.
Oh, how beautiful.
Look at the rocks.
Those are some of the mountains in Australia.
That's a ghost gum tree. Really white.
Somebody chewed off the bark.
Oh, it's that way.
Oh, there's Mount Ayers. Look at the big rock.
Hi, that's all one big rock. It's over a mile long.
That's very long.
Why, it's a huge rock.
Must be one of the biggest in the world, huh, Dr. Bell?
Hey, that's the largest freestanding rock.
Ah, it's a puppy dog.
It's a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a pussycat.
A koala bear.
Hey.
And a baby.
That was getting a free ride.
Elsie Jean, were you able to keep up with the kangaroos?
Oh, no, they go 40 miles an hour.
Wow.
Hold on tightly.
Koala bear.
Hey, they eat eucalyptus leaves. That's a koala bear there in the tree. That's a jackaroo, what you'd call a cowboy here.
Jackaroo.
Say, could we take a rest for a minute, please?
Oh, of course.
Oh, I'm stiff.
Oh, nice long stretch.
Oh, did you scratch there, buddy?
Very Thanks. Good stretch.
That feels better.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Okay, I'm ready to see some more if you folks are.
Sure.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right. Some more then, Dr. Bell. Excellent films.
A lot of automobiles.
Hey, that's the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and our school is just on the other side.
Oh, the school team! Look at that!
Oh, no, that's Australian rules football. 18 men on every side. Okay.
That looks smooth. Look at all the boats.
Quite a breeze.
Hey,
Boating is popular there, isn't it, Dr. Bill?
Oh, aye. Very popular.
Ooh, cool.
We're down the water saying goodbye to our friends there.
Well, thank you for these beautiful films, Dr. Bill and Elsa Jean.
Gorgeous fish.
Movies in make-believe. Sometimes things like that are too long, aren't they? And you have to sit so long and watch something like that. But Mr. Moose was fine when he found out that he could just take a stretch whenever he wanted. Oh, maybe that's Mr. Sugar now. Let's see. Yes, it is. Remember the man I was talking with on the phone? Mr. Len Sugar. Come in, Len.
Hello, Fred.
Hi. I'd like you to meet my friend.
Hello.
Mr. Len Sugar. Joanne and the boys should be here in just a few minutes.
Your television house looks just like I imagined it would.
Yeah. You're used to seeing my real house, aren't you?
Well, I'll be ready here in just a moment.
I'd like to see your cameras.
Case. Number one. I want to take this off, of course. Number two.
You use two cameras?
Yes, often. Sometimes one has black and white film in, sometimes one has color.
Mm-hmm.
And then by changing the lenses, I can get closer to my subject without actually moving.
Oh, you mean you can put...
Right.
My. So will you be using this big lens today?
No, I would use this if I were taking a picture of one person from a distance, perhaps. But with four people, I want to use this one, a wider angle.
I see. My, there's so much to know about taking pictures. Gee. Oh, maybe that's Joanne and the boys now. Just a minute. Coming. Yes, now this is my wife and two sons. I want you to meet them. Come in.
Hi, Dad.
John Rogers, hi.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jamie Rogers. Hi, Joanne. Like to know. My friend, it's Mrs. Rogers. Come in, Len's here.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to see you.
Now, where would you like us to be for the picture?
Well, I think the best pictures of people are the ones in which they're doing something, and I see a piano here. If you're agreeable to some music, some singing and playing, why don't
we? As you know, Joanne plays very well.
Yes. We all like to sing.
We all like to sing. Going to stand back there and sing? What do we sing?
Sing something lively.
Okay, in our songbook?
Here, that's good.
Such a good feeling. Maybe you could sing that with us. It's such a good feeling. Okay, let's play it.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to sing, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling to find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to sing, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was very nice.
You know, it's very hard to get a whole family together for a picture. Some of the people just sometimes don't want to be together for a picture, right?
Right.
You think it might be possible to get a picture at the fish tank?
Fish tank, sure. Mm-hmm. Come along.
It's nice seeing you, boys.
Could they possibly like be eating tonight?
Sure. We'll give them some food.
John, can I give them one first?
Oh, may I get in the camera position so we don't overfeed them?
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
If you wait for my signal, and then look at the fish.
You're going to look at the fish?
Okay, it's feeding time.
Do you like that? Just a bit.
Good, John.
Going to do some, Jeff?
No. He scared one away.
Did he?
Do they come up? They see it up to the top? You know how they go when they eat.
Oh, there one got one. They're hungry.
That guy got one.
Well, we certainly didn't just stand like this for a picture, Len.
No, I had a photograph of you doing things, and I think we got some good ones. And another week or 10 days, and we'll have some finished photographs to show you.
Good. Thank you very much. Well, that was it. Painless picture taking.
Good.
John, would you please put this this away? And Jamie, that's your pogo stick. Thank you for loaning it to me.
Sure.
You should have seen me try that thing outside. That's not easy to hop on. I'll change my jacket. We can all be going out together. Our real home now.
Oh, it's been fun being in the television home.
Yeah.
When we get home, I think I'll try to hop some more.
Fine. Okay. Thanks again, Len.
Thank you. I'll be seeing you again shortly.
Sure.
Nice to see you.
Okay. Help you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Do we have any people ready to sing the Tomorrow Song?
You bet.
All right. How about you? Will you sing the Tomorrow Song with us? All the family together? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. Or you, you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Felt like I was on the pogo stick going like this with the shoes. Come along. It's time to go to our real home now.
Off we go.
Thanks for being here. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You always make it a special day for me. Yeah. Come along, friends.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.